What is awareness? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio, and I have two master's degrees in education. I was a special ed teacher for 15 years, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student who is 85. And this month, we are talking about awareness. We explain it to the kids in terms of paying attention and asking great questions. The kids really understand it more when it comes to not running into somebody, being aware of where your body is in space, being aware of how close you are to somebody or how far away you are to somebody, not touching somebody when they don't wish to be touched. Kids are really aware of that idea, right? We'll do different drills here in the studio, and we'll say to the kiddos, has anybody ever said to you, look out, you almost ran into that person? That's the kind of awareness that we're working on, that we're developing, especially in our younger ages. As kids get older, we start to talk about feelings and emotions, and we start with you know, the easy ones. I'm sad, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm happy, with the younger kids, like, what are you feeling right now? And then as kids get older, there's more aware of, well, what caused that feeling? And then it comes to being aware intellectually. What do you know? What do you don't know? And so as we go through this month, we're going to talk about body awareness, emotional awareness, intellectual awareness, and then being overly aware, being hyper vigilant of, are they talking about me right now? I think somebody might have said my name. And that kind of awareness, which can actually be somewhat detrimental for us. But this week, we're actually going to be talking about that physical awareness that I went into a longer definition over. You know, watch out, you almost ran into that person. Being aware of where we are in space, how we're moving around the studio, our classrooms, our homes, that kind of thing. And when the kids are younger, it's that you don't want to be a bull in a china shop. You don't want to be a bulldozer running over everything. And then, you know, when they get to be 13, 14, out riding their bikes in the neighborhood, going about wherever they're at, maybe with a little bit more freedom, now they have to be physically aware of where they are there. Did you almost run into a person with your bicycle? Where did you leave it locked up? Did somebody walk too close to you and make you feel somewhat uncomfortable? Were you in a space that you didn't like any longer and you had to figure out how to get out of that particular place or extricate yourself from that particular situation? Physical awareness of that kind of thing. And then my two kids, recent new drivers, now we're talking about the awareness of what the other cars on the road are doing. And is that car gonna speed up and accidentally cut me off? Or that one's swerving, and why is that happening? And so we go through these different scenarios so that we are aware of things. And then as adults, right, we're still aware of where we are physically in space, right? Where do we need to go? What do we need to buy? Where did all that get left? I don't know about you guys, but when I moved to the house we're currently in and we went to the local grocery store, it was like walking into an entirely different place. And this was a chain. And so none of the stores were set up the same. So we had to work on our physical awareness and reading the signs and figuring out where to go. When we're traveling, what do we do with ourselves at that point? Where are we sitting? How are we getting there? Are we taking a train? Are we taking a plane? Where do we go from there? When we get to where we're going, where's the hotel or the house that we're staying in? Who's meeting us? You know, we have all of these things that we have to be paying attention to. And in order to be successful at it, we have to ask great questions. We have to find the information board to know where we're going. We have to read the signs to find what we're looking for. And we have to have that awareness of what's happening around us with people as much as where the information's coming from. And so, like I said, this month, we're gonna tackle awareness in three different ways. And then what happens when we get overly aware of things around us? So I'll be seeing you on the mat. Thanks.